North Carolina's school dropout and graduation percentages for 2005-2006 were released recently. Mountain Heritage High School's dropout rate was 4.31%, the state average was 5%, and the graduation rate at Mountain Heritage was 74.6%, with the state average at 68%. On Thursday, we began a two-part feature with Stephen Grindstaff, an instructor at Mountain Heritage High School and the coordinator of the school's SOAR program. SOAR stands for Students Obtaining Academic Readiness. He talked about why students drop out and their future as a dropout. Today, Grindstaff talks about the SOAR program.
In order to fight the dropout rate in Yancey County, Yancey County Schools, through the legacy of Pat Stiles, who was a ninth grade counselor at the high school, developed a program called Project SOAR. Now, SOAR stands for Students Obtaining Academic Readiness, and the program is built to really to cater to students that have not been defined as academically gifted or not defined as special needs students. These are students that seldom have been recognized for their potential in education and in doing well. So in this program ultimately caters to those kids that are kind of in the middle. And the way the program is set up is there is a classroom component in which each student is given the opportunity to learn about important life skills that would help them in their lives and help them to benefit in college and in their schooling. And we do that through a book called The Seven Habits of Highly Effective Teens. And that book is written by Sean Covey, and he's part of the Franklin Covey organization. And it deals with just basic life skills training for these students and allows them to know several habits that would help them to be successful. There's another component of the program in which our students are partnered with Appalachian State University and with UNC Asheville, and they are able to go to those campuses and to take college tours and to meet other students who are on campus there to get a taste of what college life would be like. And then one of the aspects that I love the most about the classroom involvement is a community service aspect in which we take the students out to into the community and involve them in the resources we have here in Yancey County so they can see that there are job opportunities here. My goal in teaching this course is to see many of our wonderful students from this county return to Yancey County after they have graduated and involve themselves here. So Project SOAR, I think, is a great way for us to involve ourselves and invest ourselves as educators in the future of these children in Yancey County and make sure that we can use their gifts and talents to further this wonderful community and enhance the quality of life here. One thing that we have done, we did a survey at the beginning of the semester, and the survey asked each student what their plans were for college, if they plan to go to a four-year institution, if they plan to go to a technical college. And then at the end of the semester, we will once again do that survey to see where they are at the end of the semester, and then we'll continue following them throughout their 4 years at the high school, determining the graduation rate and determining the effectiveness of this program.
Stephen Grindstaff with the SOAR program at Mountain Heritage High School. From the News Center, I'm Steve Murphy.